Hi, I'm Stephen Puddicombe. This is another episode in CFMWS's podcast series about grief and bereavement. In this episode, we take a look at a special resource for children of military members. April Young is the Maple Leaf Camp Director. It's a camp for children of veterans and serving members. The camp has many faces, helping children with everything from limb differences to facial differences to skin disorders to children whose mother or father have operational stress disorders to a camp for grieving children.
We're the camp for children who really are in the world not knowing a lot of other kids who face their similar but unique life challenge. The key is unique. So it's pretty rare, some of these things that the kids go through. And by them coming together with kids who face the similar challenge, already they have something in common where they don't even have to focus on that challenge. They're just by being together, they realize they're not alone. They learn from each other. They get tools for their toolbox. And also it's really amazing because they form these really tight bonds, and these create friendships that follow the kids home, which is our number one goal of each of these weeks that we do at camp.
One of the ones, and the topic we're dealing with, is grief and bereavement in the military. A lot of times kids get overlooked. They'll get over it. They're only 10. They won't really remember. They'll forget about it. But that's not really true. How are you helping to address that?
Right. Well, first of all, I learned something long ago when I became part of sort of the helping grief community. And that's that children need to grieve. All grieving is a good thing for kids. They need an outlet because they feel it. And these kids, a lot of times, everybody is afraid to upset the children. So they may not talk about it in their home, but the children are already feeling it. And so then they hold in their feelings. And these kids become almost the caregivers of the rest of their family and holding it together for them. And, the thing is with our camp, it's a place where kids can just be able to be themselves and be free and open. There's no elephant in the room. Where they're there if they want to talk about it, that we're all there for them. And it's a gift that their family member or their guardian can give them. It is a safe place to grieve. And as you mentioned, there is children's grief, it's a journey. So, how they feel just after their parent or sibling has died, it changes the way that they grieve over time and as they grow. And at our camp, we actually encourage the kids to come back year after year on their grief journey. And that's why we called the camp Camp Scheme, because it's the flight of the birds as they support each other in their flight. And they each take turns being the support and being the supporter. And we'll have now camp counselors who were once campers who are grieving. And they're there to show the kids, there is hope. And that is why, the symbol of childhood bereavement is the butterfly. It's the symbol of hope.
April, this sounds all well-intentioned, but it sounds sad. It sounds... little kids going to camp should be canoeing and archery and swimming and a bereavement camp. It just doesn't sound, it's important, but it's still, how do you get around that sort of that sad part?
Okay. Well, first of all, I will say to you, on any given day when you arrive at this camp, if you were to pop by for a visit, it is anything but sad camp. In fact, the energy is so over the top, happy and joyous and child fun that it is almost abnormally happy that way. Now, I will say this, is that when children, it's a phenomenon, and I'm not sure who to quote for this, I've heard it many times, that children, the way they grieve is different than adults. So with children, they call it, the analogy is puddle jumping, where they'll be fine, happy as a clam, and then they'll jump in the puddle and they'll get all wet and they'll be right there in their grief. And then they'll jump right back out of the puddle again and they'll want to play games, want to run with their friends and whatever. So the idea is at our camp, yes, we acknowledge the fact of why they're there, right? Like I say, the elephant right out of the room, no elephants. So they come to camp and right off the bat, the first thing they do is they had sent in photos of their person who died and they're laminated. And around the flagpole, which is the most important thing we do at our camp, we stand in a circle as one big family around the camp in the opening night, and the children bring up their photo and hang it on a tree that's attached to the flagpole and introduce who they are there with, who are they are there for. And then every morning when we raise the flag and every night when we lower it down, their person is right there in the circle with us. So they're there. And then throughout the week, I would say it's about 80% fun and friendship is what we do. And when I say fun, I'm talking sparkles, body paint, music, over the top fun, like 24/7, right? And then the other 20% is specific programming that is led by childhood bereavement specialists who come to the island, and we are partnered with Season Center for Grieving Children, who bring their grief specialists, and they're there to support the kids. We will do activities, usually one a day, but that's out of a 12-hour day kind of thing. 1 hour a day where we do an activity that is child friendly, but opens communication, helps them explore their feelings, realizing they're not alone, such as we bring horses onto the island and call them healing horses. And they learn about trust, giving your trust to this big animal, and to lean on each other as you're working with them. We do drumming, where they write messages to their loved ones and they put them in these recycled ice cream buckets, and that is duct taped over, and they get to send these messages out to the universe in a powerful drum circle around the kid with the kids, where they realize, oh my goodness, there's so much power in numbers, and that we're all here to be a family and support each other. So those are the kind of activities that we pepper in to our canoeing and fishing with sticks and carnivals and dance parties and musical theater and all of that stuff for 80%. The idea is it all ties together to give them the supportive experience with the grief support that they need. But even though there's no kid who's going to say, sign me up for grief camp, it's not something that a child will say. When the family member or the therapist or whoever refers the child and gets the child to come, they're the ones begging to come back, because it is not sad camp. It is the most fun, supportive week potentially that they'll ever experience. And then they'll come back year after year and become a counselor one day.
One thing people don't understand, that grief doesn't necessarily mean just a soldier dying overseas in a combat zone. It can mean almost anything.
And it's important. You know what? There is a connection between the military and Camp Skene. Now, Camp Skene is for any child in Canada who has experienced the death of a parent or sibling. But we are particularly very blessed to be on this show right now to reach out to the military community, because our roots are in military. Our founders in 1955, it was the Canadian Council of War Veterans. So we are, you know, firmly planted in our roots. Now, that being said, we want to reach out to everybody, because it's not just children whose parent died on duty, for example, within the military, but they could have died for any reason. But this is a very supportive, loving military community as well. And so if there's a parent or a sibling who has died, it could be for any reason, whether it's through illness, accident, death by suicide, for whatever the reason is, they will find a supportive, welcoming, loving community when they come. And we really just want to reach out to the military family.
The logistics, what are they? How does someone apply to get into camp? Is there a cost? Are there time frames?
So first of all, I guess it would depend what part of the country you're in, because we are having, as I mentioned, a Camp Skene in New Brunswick as well, called Green Hill Lake Camp, and then one in Ontario. They're both the same week. I believe it's the third week of, or the second to the last week of August. And these dates are all on our website. And so what you would do, first of all, is go to the big picture website, which is Camp Maple Leaf. So it's www.campmapleleaf.ca. When you go on there, you'll go into, you know, I would like to apply to camp, into the campers we serve. And you will look for camp scheme, which is week 8 for children who are grieving. And then you will be picking whether you want to be in New Brunswick or whether you'd like to be in Ontario. And then it's a short application process at first. There's a whack of paperwork that comes later once you're in. But right now it's a short process. And the idea is there is a, we are a charity. So I'll point that out right from the beginning. We're a charity and we also are not for profit. So what will happen is that we have a fee that is a fee of whatever you can afford to pay of that fee. So if you're able to, it is $875 for the week. Okay. Some people choose to pay more than that. That's fine. We have that option. And some people, that's too much of a stretch. So what happens is if you need funding, you check it off. And then you will be chatting with our registrar, Pebbles is her camp name, otherwise Michelle Robinson. And basically, she'll work out with you what is a comfortable amount of a fee that would work for your particular family. And this way, it helps the fundraised dollar stretch further as far as it can go so that we can be able to support as many families as possible. Some people need the financial help, but some people just need the camp help, but don't need the financial help. So that's sort of how that works. And right now we happen to have room in both camps, but they do fill up rather quickly. So I just, like all of our military sessions in Ontario are at capacity now and are on a wait list. In New Brunswick, there's still some room, but for camp skiing, it's going to happen as well. So I would suggest people put down their deposit and that will hold the spot. And we will refund the deposit right up until like the week before camp. We just want you to be happy. You have nothing to lose by holding your spot.
Yeah. Given the popularity of your camps, is there a possibility of expansion in other parts of the country in the future?
Definitely. I'm glad you asked. We're actually, it's on the plans that we're going to be expanding to Alberta next year. So there you go. You know what? We're definitely a needs guided organization. Where the need is where we're going to be. And Maple Leaf will fill those needs. So that's the idea.
What about French kids?
Oh, great point. Well, so we are predominantly, the organization is made up of English speakers. I did take it in high school and university, didn't do so well, but I try. And what I do is, well, what we do as an organization is we make sure we hire enough bilingual staff so that the children, if they come and they are French only, then they have a camp counselor in their cabin to help facilitate. It's actually really neat because the kids get a kick of learning each other's languages of English and French, and the camp counselor can make sure that everything is translated in both directions, and everything we do from the ceremonies at a flagpole to the announcements to the rules to the fun skits are all in French and English when we have even one French child at the camp.
April, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor and a pleasure. And I'm so happy that you've given us this platform to reach our military families. I really hope that they trust us with their children's hearts, because we will do right by them.
April Young is the Maple Leaf Camp Director. You can find out more about these camps by visiting the webpage provided below. Thank you for listening to another of